The Gemara on the top of Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph is discussing the need of Shnias, certain Arayas or Shnias, and their Asa Midar Rabbanon. And the Gemara has a question about a couple different Arayas, whether they are considered Shnias or not. The Gemara originally said that they are Mutter. And then the Gemara brings down, starting on Chafaf and Beis, it brings down a testimony, B'Shem Mar Berei de Ravna. It says, the Ravashi says, L'didi Chazid Li Shnias Mar Berei de Ravna. I saw the list of Shnias of Mar Berei de Ravna, and it says, Shitzeri Li Surah. And it says that there are 16 that are Aser, and that would be a Raya that these Arayas are Shnias. And the Gemara on the top over here, Chavez Madal, ends up saying that you can't be Semech on this. You can't be Semech on this testimony in the name of Marbrei the Rabna. The Gemara says, Blitameich, Yevaksiv lehetera mihava samchas alayu. If you would see this Edis in the name of Marbrei the Rabna, that all these Shnias are Mutter, would you be Semech on them? In other words, if we hold these Shnias are Aser, and then you have this Ksaviad from Marbrei the Rabna saying that they're Mutter, about it, you wouldn't be semech on him to go to kula connected the halacha, which is makubal by us. So why? Because my brother happened to be chasam alav, because his name is not on it. We don't know for sure that this is from him, even though it's said in his name, but we don't know that he actually said this. So hashanami de chsibli sura lav my brother happened to chasam alav. Even though you want to use this edus in the name my brother happened to be machmer and say that it's usher, we can't be makabal it because we don't know for sure it's from him. His name is not signed on it. This might not be accurate, and we're not going to be semich on this edis ksavyan, the name of Marbrei de Ravna, even to be machmer, even to say that the shnius are aser. So Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, in his sefer over here, the sefer Arlotzi, and the Gvaldika sefer on Yavamis, he says that from here, from this gemara, is a raya to Gvaldika Chiddush, Gvaldika Yisayid of the Chazanish. The Chazanish had a Gvaldika Chiddush, which he writes in many of his svarim, that what happens if you have there's a halacha which is paskin the Shulchan Aruch, halacha which is makubal, and then suddenly you find a ksaviyad, which we didn't have, was newly discovered, and based on that ksaviyad of a Rishon, it seems to be that the halacha that we keep is not correct. And if the Shulchan Aruch knew this ksaviyad, the halacha would be different. So what do you do? Does the halacha change or not? And the Chazanish felt very strongly that the halacha doesn't change, and you can't rely on kisviyad, new kisviyad that are discovered, to change the halacha. And he gave different reasons, different timing for this. One of them is that just like you found one ksaviyad saying this way that seems to go kinagid halacha, maybe there's another ksaviyad that says the other way, which you don't have yet, and therefore you can't change the halacha based on a newly discovered ksaviyad. Plus, bichlal, this kisviyad that Chaisel didn't have ludaris, it was not part of the Masara, we didn't always have it. We don't know if they're accurate, we don't know if they're correct. They might, sometimes it could be mistakes, sometimes it could be forged. It's hard to know exactly what is acceptable and what is not, and something which is given over midar ledar from, gadol to gadol and learned through, and they're ma'ayin into it, and they went through it, then we know it's makubal, we know it's accepted, but something which is newly discovered, we don't know that it's part of the Masari, we don't know that you could rely on, and you should not change the halacha based on it. And the third time, he says, is because there's a certain siyata d'shmaya in the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, like the Tumim says, that whatever he said, there is a hashkacha that this should be the psak. And therefore, even if there was a ksaviyad, even if it was emes, but at the end of the day, if this is the way the psak was given, we believe that that's the Ratzon Hashem, that's the way it should be, and it's not going to change because of a new ksaviyad. And Mitzin Abishal says, and this Gemara is a smach to the Chazanish, because the Gemara is saying that if you find a ksaviyad in the name of Mar Brei de Ravna, even though you want to use this ksaviyad to be machmer and to asa, we're not going to do that because we don't know for sure it's from him. And if it's not a ksaviyad, which is makubal, if his name is not written on it, we don't know lehadio for sure that it's coming from him, then we're not going to accept it to change the halacha, even to be machmer. So that is the basic shita of the Chazanish. Where exactly, how far do you take this Chazanish is, there's different shitas about it, how far the Chazanish went exactly. Is it only in halacha? Is it also stam and inyanim that are not nogeya lahalacha? So there's a lot has been written about it. There's a Gevaldika sefer called Derech Ish, which is basically it's a kuntras about all the klali hara and derech halimut of the Chazanish, written by Reb Uri Tigger, who is a big talmud of Michael Kanievsky's etzal, and he put together all the malakit from all different places, the Chazanish's mahalach halimut and different inyanim, and he goes on this and Perek Beis, he says, he quotes the Chazanish as saying, "Ein l'shanus muskamas api kisviyad hamuzgalim b'daris achreinim." You cannot change what we hold based on Ksaviyad, Kigon Ksaviyad Minchen, he quotes the Ksaviyad Minchen of the Shas, but you go according to the Ksaviyad, which is Mekubal, and he brings down different time from the Chazanish, different Makayas for this, as we mentioned. This is a Chazanish, he writes this in the beginning of his Sefer on Kilayim, he writes it in Yeredei and Simon Kufnun, in the Igris Chazanish, Chele Gimel, Simon Memches, but he does say over there that he feels, and he has Rayas, that this is only when it comes to change the Halacha, when you're not coming to change the Halacha, if it's just to have a different shot in the Gemara, if you're using this Ksav Yad to help him mevarer the gears on a different Rishon, then the Chazanish didn't have a problem with using Kisvei Yad. And this Kunchas Derech Ish, this Rabbi Uri Tigger gave to Chaim Kanievsky to look over. He read over the whole thing and he wrote Hagais on it whenever he agreed or disagreed. And on this, what he writes from the Chazanish, that the Makom where it's not Nagiyah to Halacha, you could be Samech and Kisvei Yad. So there's Hagah from Reb Chaim and he writes Nachain, so he agreed with that. But I'll upon him, Ayin Sham, if you want to see more about this Indian, how far exactly this Chazanish goes. And this is the Raya, Smach, to the Shittas Chazanish, according to Mesin Abashal from our Gemara, that he can't be Samech on Marbury the Ravna, even Le Isser, if it's not something which is Mekubal 100%, that Ataka came from him.